Hey, Fit Fam, this is Coach Rye from Team Flex. You are listening to my podcast, Rye Rant Radio. If you haven't been on the show before, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you, but I'm appreciative that you are here now. This is the show where I break down the real deal truth about the stuff that you need to know for your health and fitness goals, but also your goals in life in general. I ask you one simple favor, ladies and gentlemen, at any point in time, if you get anything out of this podcast, please just share it for me. I don't do this for money or for anything else. I just want to help y'all get results. I want to help you get to the next level. I want to help you get there faster, and you can help other people do that too when you share this podcast. So please, if you get anything out of it, share Rye Rant fucking Radio. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get it. I'm ready to tell you what the hell is going on. Coach Rye in the house. Coach Rye is in the house. Y'all on my gram right now. All right, fam. Today what I want to talk about is something that's super serious for any of you trying to get any results with any point of your life. All right? And this is relevant for health and fitness, but it's also relevant for your life in general. Goals that you set and things that you want to accomplish, okay? And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and break it right down for you right now and tell you straight up, most of you that got shit you want to do, right? You got places you want to be. You want goals that you think you're supposed to have, but you're not there yet. It's only because of one thing. It's because you're not fucking honest with yourself. You are not fucking honest with yourself. And what I mean by that is that you look at your goals and you come up with fucking reasons. You come up with hows and whys and maybes and buts and bullshits about why you're not there yet. About why you didn't achieve it, about why you couldn't, about some other fucking external circumstance that doesn't make any fucking sense, and you're not telling yourself the truth, right? Like, this is the people that say, oh, you know what, I want to lose weight, and I hired myself a trainer, I got a meal plan, whatever, and it didn't work, because they gave me the wrong plan. It didn't work, because they did this and that. Maybe it didn't work because your fat ass didn't fucking eat the damn meal plan, right? Like, this shit's real. This comes up. Or, you know, these competitors that are on their prep and shit, and they're trying to get in competition shape, and they say, oh, I missed my peak week. I didn't get there. I wasn't the best I could have been on stage. Maybe it's not their fucking fault either. Maybe it's not anybody else's fault but your own damn self. Right? And a lot of you hearing that, you'd be like, fuck, Ryan, that's harsh, bro. That's mean, bro. Well, in reality, ladies and gentlemen, what I actually believe is literally what I want you to believe, obviously. That's why I'm doing the damn podcast. But I literally believe that everything that happens to us in our life, we're fucking responsible for it. We're responsible no matter fucking what, right? Like, if somebody told me to do some shit and I did it or I didn't do it, and it got me X amount of results or whatever, it's always still my fucking fault. If I listen to somebody and they gave me bad advice and I fucking did it and I got shit out of it, it's not their fucking fault. It's my fault for listening, right? So if that's reality and we're responsible for everything, then the one thing you gotta fucking do better is be honest with your damn self. You gotta be honest with yourself, fam. You gotta know when you're telling yourself, hey, am I the one that's fucking this up? Am I the one that didn't do this shit right? Where am I at in achieving this goal? And what am I pursuing? What am I trying to do? And where am I heading? And then what actually matters? And what actually matters at the end of the day, fam, is that you are honest with yourself. You can take feedback and you can get better, okay? A lot of people don't do that part. A lot of people are really good at listening to other fucking people and they don't listen to them damn selves. They don't actually be honest with them damn selves about anything. I'll tell you straight up, if you're not hitting goals in your life, it's because you're not honest with yourself. You're not actually doing the shit that you're supposed to be doing. You're not going where you should be going. You're not doing what it fucking takes to get where you want to be. And that's why you're not there. It's not any external circumstance. It's not any external fucking person. It's what's going on in that internal self that you're lying to yourself. You're telling yourself you did fucking good because you went to the gym, even though you moped around, you text between fucking sets, you talk all this bullshit with your friends, you're fucking taking 20 minutes of selfies in the fucking bathroom for Instagram, And you're not actually training at fucking all, or even at the capacity that you could be either way, right? Like, I've talked about that shit before. The amount of people that fuck off in the gym, it blows my fucking mind. Those would be the same people that bitch about the fact they don't have results, right? Same with your eating plans and all this other shit, right? People fucking so hardly focus on all this shit, and then they blame everything for why they didn't get it when they're not focusing on what it actually takes to get there. And you know what? This goes into everything in your life. This isn't just your fitness. This is those of you trying to, you know, run your own businesses and shit. This is a lot of people. I'm a fucking business coach on side of doing Team Flex coaching. And I notice this all the time with people that I coach in business. They're always running into the fact they're doing too many fucking things wrong. They're not doing enough of the right fucking things, right? They're doing shit, but they're not getting shit done. And that's the same with so many people and the goals that you set and the things you want to achieve, no matter what it is, you're not actually being honest with yourself. It's a hard pill to swallow to actually sit there and say, you know what? Maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I'm not on point. Maybe even though I thought I was and people tell me I am or whatever, that I'm fucking not. Maybe I'm not being honest. Maybe I'm not being honest with my fucking self, you know? And that in reality, I'll tell you straight up, fam. I'm going to tell you straight up. That is the biggest problem for everybody. That's why people don't get their goals. That's why they don't take things as far as they could. That's why they don't get to the top of the shit that they want to do, is because you're not fucking telling yourself the truth. Like, literally what you should do is, if you're going to lie to yourself in a way that it makes you fucking better at least, okay? Don't lie to yourself and tell yourself that you're the shit and you got it fucking together and that, you know, you showed up so that was enough. Fuck that shit at all. Fuck that. It's never enough to show up. And most of you don't even fucking do that, okay? Going to the gym and fucking texting between sets, talking to your friends and doing bullshit is not even showing up. That's not even fucking showing up. You could have done that shit at your house, being a fat fuck on the couch with your Netflix. If you're gonna go do something, get the shit done. Do it right. Do it to the fullest capacity. Do it to the furthest you can push yourself, and then fucking more. Because if you can do that, then now you can get better. Now, when you go and you don't fucking meet par with whatever goal, you can be honest with yourself about it. You can say, you know what? Fuck shit. Damn it. Damn it. This ain't nobody's fault but mine. I didn't work hard enough. This isn't nobody's fault but mine. I need to do better. This isn't anybody's fault but mine. I'm gonna fucking be better next time. And when you get that, that's how you can get things done. When you come up short on your goals and you look for people to blame, it's only because you're not fucking being honest with yourself. It's only because you're not telling yourself the truth. And if you're not telling yourself the truth, I'll fucking tell you now, you're never gonna get anywhere with anything in your life. You'll never get to the top of anything you wanna do. You'll never lose that weight. You'll never build that muscle. You'll never win that show. You'll never get that raise at work. You'll never entrepreneur your own fucking business. You will never go anywhere to the fullest capacity that you could if you can't fucking be straight up, honest, deathly mean to your damn self about the truth and the shit that you've done. At the end of the day, that is all we got, fam. That is all that separates us from the fucking other living organisms on the planet that don't understand that. We do. We have the choice. We have the conscious effort to decide our path in life. The do or the don't, the fight or flight, we have it all. We can do it all. We have the choice. The trees and the shit like that, they have to do what they do. They have to fucking grow. There is no damn choice. They can't choose to grow or die, but humans do it every fucking day. We choose to grow or die every single fucking day with the choices and the actions that we make and the things that we're trying to accomplish. And in reality, the biggest one is the fact that if you're being misled, if you're not where you want to be, if you're not getting fucking shit done, if you're not winning, if you're not fucking winning, it's because you're not fucking honest with yourself. You're telling yourself bullshit that you might actually fucking believe. You might literally lie to yourself so fucking often that you literally believe the shit that comes out your fucking mouth. But at the end of the day, it's not true. It's not gonna help you. It's never gonna get you there. You can blame 1,000 fucking people. You won't be any damn closer to your goal. You won't be any closer to getting that shit achieved. You won't be any closer to getting that shit done. You won't be any motherfucking closer to getting anything out of life that you want. And so when you really got to take that hard pill, you really got to swallow that fucking shit. You really got to sit there and look in the mirror and say, fuck, dude, you fucked up. Then, now you can begin. Now you can start. Now you can take the first steps towards getting your fucking goals done. You can take your first steps towards actually making progress. Get the fucking ego out of the way. Be honest with yourself. Be straight up with yourself. If you're gonna fucking lie to yourself, at least lie in the other way. And when you do something good, say it's not good enough. You know what I'm saying? You gotta push yourself every single fucking day and go harder and harder and harder. And the only way to do it is to be honest with yourself about the effort and the time and the things that you're putting in. Are you really doing it? Are you really fucking doing it? Are you really doing the best you could? Or is that some shit you say on fucking Instagram?